Well, of course, last week we were disappointed in our tackling. That was not like us. All day today, in terms of that practice, in the individual periods, we worked a lot on tackling again. We emphasized this morning in our meetings, which we always do on Wednesday, and we'll get back to work. We got another challenge this week, just like we had last week. You guys are well aware they're a very good running football team, and just like the challenge we had last week. We're not pleased with last week's performance. We were disappointed in it, but hopefully we can improve this week.
Where are you at with your ball hawking?
Well, the ball hawking part of it, you know, we did get the one interception there out of Allen, which we're really pleased with his development and progress that he's made. And I know that Coach Quinn talked to you about that earlier in the week. But overall, we got to do a much better job. We got to get more turnovers for our offense and continue to stress that, continue trying to get better.
Anybody else?
Coach, I asked a couple of the guys earlier about Vincent Jackson and the fact you didn't play him in that first meeting. And how much he changes your approach?
Well, their scheme really hasn't changed. Their scheme is going to be the same scheme. They do a great job. What it does now, they've got two really good wide receivers in terms of, you know, Evans on one side and Vincent on the other side. They're both very, very similar. They're big, physical wide receivers that have good speed. They've got good catch radius to catch the ball. They're both very, very competitive. So we will have quite a challenge at both spots. You know, where last time we played, you know, Evans was the big target receiver, and now he has two guys to go to. If you look at their plays and their production that they've had, I think between the two of them, I think there's been about 23 explosive plays between the two of them. That's a credit to Vincent because, you know, he's had 10 and he's missed several games where the other Evans has had, I believe he's had about 11 or 13 or something like that he's had. So overall, they're a better group with him in there, not that they weren't before, but it's a challenge there, and it's also a challenge in their running game. They've done a nice job offensively.
So what makes Winston not your typical rookie quarterback?
Well, I think I said it from the last time we played him. This guy's a really competitive athlete. He's big. He's strong. You know, a lot of people think that he's just, you know, a phenomenal athlete that beats you with his feet. He's not really looking to run. He's looking to be a pocket passer, and he's done a great job. He's got a very strong arm, very, very competitive, like I said earlier. You know, if you look at his production earlier in the year compared to now, he's cut down on the mistakes. They've simplified their offense somewhat, where they make it, you know, pretty simple for everything, the running game and the passing game. And he's done a fine job as a leader of that group. And he's productive. Like I said, he can beat you with his arm, and he also is athletic enough to escape with his feet.
And Doug Martin, any particular reason that you see that he's been able to bounce back the way he has this year?
Well, he's very similar to how he was when he was a rookie. We played against him. I can't remember what team I was on when he was a rookie. It might have been Denver. And he was a beast, and he's doing the same thing now. And I think their offensive line has done a great job. Okay, their scheme is really good. It fits him. He's really strong, durable runner, good vision, can break the tackle. I think he's averaging, I think it's like 5.1 yards a rush. But you look at the kid that replaces him, I believe it's Charles Sims, and he's another big guy. Now, you look at Martin, you think he's a small guy, but he really is not. He's 225 pounds. He's built really well, and he's low center of gravity. Like I said, we've got to do a great job of not only gap controlling, but getting off blocks and doing a better job of tackling than we did last week.
Coach, they have the two big wideouts. How are they using the tight end, the Harvard kid Cameron?
Yeah, what they've done there at the tight end position, they have a kid that's Jenkins, I believe his name is, that he hasn't played yet. He's had a bad shoulder, so I haven't been able to really evaluate him. If he does play, our scouting report on him, he's really talented. Tight end that causes some mismatches to some teams, okay? The other tight ends have come in. They use them in different ways. They've used three of them. You know, 88's more of a blocking type tight end. He'll go out on some routes, but there's not a ton of catches with him, but he's more of a blocking guy. If they use 12 personnel, they'll put him in the backfield, use him as a fullback. So he's a real tough, rugged guy. The 84 young man is more of a receiving type of tight end, and a really good thing he's came in like a developmental guy and worked his way from the practice squad onto the team, and now it looks like he's a pretty good target for the quarterback. You know, he's had a touchdown. I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but he has come up with a lot of production in the passing game in 82 and also with that situation there too. So they got three of them that they do a nice job with, and they use all different personnel packages. They'll use their, they got everyone that, you know, we've faced, and based on the situation of the game, they'll use differently. If it's a tight game, then they're going to try to pound you and win with the running back and play action pass you and go deep with the quarterback. And if they get behind, then they've been more to use 11 personnel and bring in number 11, who's a kind of a little speed slot receiver. Or, you know, they've used Shepherd a little bit, who's a tough physical guy too, number 89.